I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a marathoner goes under the bus, literally, before he gets his chance in the big race. But first, the NHL playoffs begin on Wednesday, and there is serious Stanley Cup talk in Manhattan. The Rangers defeated the Ottawa Senators 4-2 on Thursday night and went up 1-0 in their opening round series. Here to discuss the Rangers' chances to capture the team's first chalice in 18 years is Jeff Klein of the New York Times. Jeff, welcome to Only a Game.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
John Tortorella, of course, is the head coach. He's gotten a lot of the credit for turning this team around. How's he done it?
Well, he has been at this now since he took over in the middle of 2009, a season, and he is strict and constantly demanding of his players and is very grouchy and high-strung, but he is a master tactician and he is a fiend for hard work and conditioning, and this Ranger team, they're a young group and they have all come up together these last few years. They fight a lot, not in the playoffs, of course, but during the regular season, they led the league in fighting. And they've gone from being a playoff bubble team, which is what they've been traditionally for the last over a decade, to now the number one team in the East.
Are there particular key players we should be looking at this point to say, as these players go, so go the Rangers?
Yeah, I would pick out two. One is the captain, Ryan Callahan, who is a young guy from Rochester who's grown up in the Ranger organization, and he really does it all for that team. He leads most NHL forwards in blocking shots. He throws body checks all over the place. He's a little guy. He's lucky if he's 6 feet tall. And then, of course, the goalie, Henrik Lundqvist, who had his best season out of many fine seasons in the NHL, but he was probably the best goalie in the league this year. He is a suave, debonair, very cool guy. He is a terrific goalie who stays right in the goal line. He doesn't wander out of the net like some of the other fine goalies of the era do, like Tim Thomas, for example, or Pekka Rinne. He stays rooted to the goal line, and he stops 93% of the shots he faces.
New York is a busy sports town, of course. The Giants are Super Bowl champions. The Knicks have been thoroughly entertaining this year, though Linsanity has evaporated. The Jets awash in Tebow mania. The Mets and the Yankees in action again now. Are New York sports fans even noticing the Rangers?
A little bit, but you know, New York is no northern city. It is contrary to popular belief. And a lot of Canadians are always surprised to hear that the Rangers are well down on the radar in terms of where they stand in the local sporting firmament, because, of course, the team has been here since 1926, and it's an original six franchise and so on. But hockey, well, Jaromir Jagr once put it this way, after he had played here for a few years and then gone to Russia, he was asked, you know, what it was like to play in New York. And he said, well, hockey in New York is maybe the fifth most popular sport after baseball, football, basketball, and fishing. But I should say, on the other hand, I should also say that, you know, New York is, of course, a very, very big city. And the fan base that follows the Rangers, although it's not big in percentage terms, it is extremely avid, extremely knowledgeable. And the crowd at Madison Square Garden is as loud as any crowd in the sports and is very inspiring for the Rangers and very intimidating for visiting teams.
Game two of the Rangers-Senators series occurs tonight. What's your prediction for the Rangers going forward?
Well, I had predicted before the season started, as a lot of others did, that they would win this series in six, and I think they could go all the way to the final quite easily. They are not only physically ready, but mentally and kind of spiritually ready to advance.
Jeff Klein covers the Rangers for the New York Times. Jeff, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.